This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Has the Murdoch hacking scandal now come across the pond?
We're talking about an American corporation. News Corp is an American corporation, and it is covered by two very important laws, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and the Wiretap Act. And it is very possible that these acts were violated.
Barbara Boxer is one of four senators calling for an investigation into whether or not Americans were victims of News Corp hackers. Rupert Murdoch can leave London, but he may not be able to leave his legal trouble there. British outrage, American style. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 14th. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Let's take a look at our top stories this morning. And unfortunately, a lack of agreement on the debt ceiling is still one of the top news stories. President Obama has repeatedly warned Republicans not to call his bluff when it comes to debt talks. That's what we're told. Another day has come and gone. There is no deal. Moody's is now among those very worried that Congress won't reach an agreement in time to raise the debt ceiling. The ratings agency moved one step closer to downgrading the U.S. credit rating. For almost a century, the U.S. has had the highest rating possible. Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke added still more pressure. He says failure to reach a deal would send shockwaves through the entire global financial system. And the concern is trickling down to average Americans like John Hall. He owns a home building company in Chicago.
I know that we got to figure something out, and we got to figure something out fast, or we're going to see this dip all the way down.
There's a fifth round of White House talks scheduled for today. Indian officials say they have no leads yet in the triple bombing that killed 17 people in Mumbai. But the Indian Home Minister says it's very clear it was a terrorist attack.
The blasts occurred within minutes of each other. Therefore, we infer that this was a coordinated attack by terrorists.
No group has claimed responsibility for yesterday's rush hour attack. Officials say heavy rain may be washing away crucial forensic evidence. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a mosque in Kandahar this morning during a memorial service for President Karzai's assassinated half-brother. Four people were killed, including the head of a clerical council for the region. We'll go live to Kandahar later. Also this morning, a United Nations report says there's been a 15% increase in civilian deaths in Afghanistan this year. Egypt's ruling military leaders have agreed to delay parliamentary elections and fire more than 600 Mubarak-era police officers. It's the latest attempt to appease thousands of protesters who are still camped out in Cairo's Tahrir Square. This protester says the latest concessions, well, they aren't enough.
The past 5 months we've been trying, and we give time for the government or for the SCAF over and over to just continue the initial demands of the revolution, and still nothing.
A nationwide demonstration in Egypt is planned for tomorrow. Just in the past 10 minutes, the British Parliament has issued summons for both Rupert Murdoch and his son James to appear and answer questions about the growing phone hacking scandal. That comes hours after Scotland Yard made its seventh arrest related to that scandal that's been spreading through News Corp. And as you heard, several U.S. senators now calling for an FBI investigation into whether or not American cell phones were hacked. Two new studies add evidence that taking a daily pill containing one or two AIDS drugs can keep an uninfected person from contracting HIV. These are the first studies that show this kind of protection in heterosexuals. And this morning, Italy's government takes its first vote on an austerity package that includes $67 billion worth of spending cuts. Asian markets are mixed at this point. European indices are down. Futures are mixed. The Dow will start at 12,491. The S&P opens at 1,317 and the NASDAQ at 2,796. So what do you think? Harry Potter, kids movie, kids books, or does it deserve some serious academic study? You might be surprised by that conversation that's coming up later this hour. We'll speak with the first professor in the UK to design and teach a course dedicated to Harry Potter scholarship. Coming up, though, we're going to talk about go to Afghanistan, get an update on what's happening there, and talk about biometric databases that are helping police in Afghanistan the same way they help police in the United States.